The Moral is written by Alfred Evans, Professor Emeritus of Political Science at California State University, Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
Recently, many people have voiced their fear that socialism is coming to the USA. Some people use the word socialism to try to scare us. To put that word in perspective, it might be a good idea for us to understand what socialism is and where it came from. The idea of decreasing economic inequality and sharing property is very old. Such a notion was adopted by early Christian communities as described in the book of Acts in the New Testament. But socialism as an ideology, supported by political parties, emerged much more recently in Europe in the 19th century. That was a time when the ideology of early liberalism, emphasizing individual rights and liberty, was becoming influential. Modern socialism began as a reaction to the Industrial Revolution. It reflected alarm over the degree of economic inequality that was generated by the rise of industrial capitalism, which created a dramatic contrast between wealth in the hands of a few people and the poverty of most workers. 19th-century European socialist ideology focused on social classes, highlighting the division between the capitalists, also called the bourgeoisie, and the working class, or the proletariat. Socialist ideology sought not just to decrease inequality between individuals, and not mainly to improve services to the general population, but to eliminate or sharply reduce inequality between social classes. Early liberal thinkers like John Locke and Thomas Jefferson viewed society as made up of individuals, but 19th-century socialists saw society as made up of classes with clashing interests. Socialism is fundamentally an economic concept, the opposite of capitalism. Where capitalism is an economic system based on private ownership of income-producing property, like factories, retail stores, farms, or banks, socialism is an economic system based on common ownership. We usually think of socialism as government ownership of productive property, intended to ensure that profits will be shared by all members of society. Socialist ideology arose in response to the liberal ideas of the 1700s and early 1800s. It was influenced by liberal ideology, but it has challenged liberalism in some ways. Two essential differences between liberalism and socialism, on an ideological level, are that liberalism looks on society as primarily made up of individuals, and it defends private ownership, while socialism views society primarily in terms of the relationship between social classes and seeks to abolish private ownership. Modern liberals like Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, and Lyndon Johnson wanted to regulate capitalism to protect the interests of the population and attempted to use taxation to support a widening range of services to individuals. Socialists, on the other hand, hoped to abolish capitalism altogether. Socialism has evolved a great deal since the late 1800s and has been sharply divided between different camps, even to the point where we might speak of essentially different ideologies growing out of early European socialism. That is a story that will be told another time. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.